So at this hour, President Trump making his way back to Washington after visiting with survivors of the Santa Fe, Texas school shooting. Tough duty today in a place that is still mourning. Noticeably absent today was his wife, Melania Trump, who, as we know, has been recuperating at the White House. But when she's been out of the public eye, it has sparked some rumors. And this is the response that she gave this week. I see the media is working overtime, speculating where I am and what I'm doing. Rest assured, I'm here at the White House with my family, feeling great and working hard on behalf of children and the American people. My next guest argues that we should be rallying behind the First Lady to support her anti-bullying initiatives, writing this: it would not only be a shame, but it would also be hurtful to students everywhere if partisanship thwarts the First Lady's admirable effort to encourage students to reject bullying and to choose their best behavior. Here now is Elaine Bennett, founder and president of Best Friends Foundation, a nonprofit focused on providing programs dedicated to the physical and emotional well-being of adolescents, which, as we all know, is at the core of so many of these issues. Elaine, thank you so much for being here tonight. It's good to have you with us. You know, she gets a hard time from some corners, Melania Trump, and she came out and gave a lovely speech starting this organization that she's doing called Be Best. Why do you think it's so important that people listen to her?
Well, it's important because this is an issue that is affecting our children nationwide. We at the Best Friends Foundation see this issue of bullying as a serious one, and one that is leading into increased youth violence in our schools. And we think the current school shootings also have a basis in early on bullying, and the fact that peers are treating each other badly.
Yeah. I mean, when you look across these cases and you think about the shooter in Parkland who, you know, as the story started to come out, apparently he had been spurned by this girl that he liked. And you think about how all of this, and I know this as a parent as well, Elaine, that it's so magnified in the age of social media, where it looks like everybody else on your phone is just happier than Harry, having a great time, they've got a perfect boyfriend, and we all know that's not true.
No.
You know, and that puts so much pressure on these situations, doesn't it?
That's right. Adolescence is a tough time, and adolescents typically get their sense of self, who they are, from how they're treated at school, what they're thought of at school, how others look at them. They can have supportive families, even, and go to school and be treated badly or be told they're dumb or they're a jerk or they're a nerd. And that goes to their heart, that goes to their psyche, and in some cases it can create intense rage that can even lead, it can lead to destruction, it can lead to violence.
I know that you run a lot of programs that you hope will, or that are getting into the schools, and that you want to see these kind of programs across the board, and I think that would be extremely helpful. What do you say to the critics of the president and of the First Lady who say that bullying and social media bullying, when they look at what the president is tweeting, that they think there's some irony in that, and that that diminishes her message?
Well, it doesn't diminish her message. Her message is her message, and she is courageous. She's taking on a tough topic. In the past, other first ladies have had initiatives which have been embraced from both sides of the aisle. And we in the education community know this is a tough topic, and we salute Melania Trump for the fact that she has the courage to take it on. She's a mother, and she's been cyberbullied. Her son's been cyberbullied. She knows how painful that can be, and she's trying to start a program which I think has a great mission, which is to encourage children to be best. We have the Best Friends program that we've been working on. We have a program called Stop the Silence, Prevent the Violence. We've seen it work. We've seen changes.
Absolutely.
And our students are telling us that in their evaluations.
Hope we talk more about this, Elaine. It's really important, and I thank you for being here tonight. Good to see you tonight.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Speaking of all that, coming up,